I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As of Tuesday, the U.S. no longer designates Hayat Tahrir al-Sham in Syria as a foreign terrorist organization. This change comes a week after the U.S. lifted other sanctions on Syria. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says the renewed flow of commerce and business people will make gospel ministry less risky. Christians in neighboring Lebanon have been reaching Syria for years, so praise God and pray for even more spiritual openness to the gospel. And in Indonesia, on June 27th, nearly 200 Muslim residents stormed a Christian youth retreat. Allegedly, they did it because it wasn't a designated worship site, yet similar rules rarely apply to Muslim gatherings. Bruce Allen from FMI says Christians see a double standard in this, as starting a church isn't easy by law. It requires 90 members and 60 signatures from neighbors. Still, believers are responding with forgiveness and planting seeds of the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.